Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, May 20th, a day after the end of Game of Thrones.
I never watched it, but I'm glad people can shut the fuck up about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, because we've had enough of this. I guess if you're not a fan, you just hear about it all the time, and you go, what the hell is
but everyone,
about?
I guess everyone is saying the ending was absolute trash.
Really?
Can you imagine having a show that everyone's addicted to and everyone hates the ending?
Right. It happens many times, like The Sopranos, I remember back when it was also a shitty ending, you know?
Right,
so
right.
Sometimes they do that. I don't know why. I think they overdo it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Overthink it a little bit.
Right.
And I guess there was another blooper there. There was another scene with this time with the water bottle behind his leg. It's all over the internet.
yeah, they're talking about that. And then there was another episode where there was a coffee cup.
Yeah, right. That was last week, I guess. And that's funny.
That is funny.
I don't know. You can't get me to watch a show with dragons. I don't know, man. It's just not my cup of tea, you know? But I imagine a lot of people like it.
They Gabby, even... hold on. Gabby. Gabrielle, I am on air. Goodbye.
She's not saying anything?
It's frozen.
Oh.
Hello, gotta go. Bye.
Don't bother me when you get off napping.
Oh, bye. She literally called me to tell me she's fucking napping.
Really?
Well, it's because we FaceTime each other 50 times a day. She's right. Like, don't FaceTime me when you get off the show. I thought it was an emergency.
I know. I'm like, why is she mad? You know? What's going on here? Fight on the air. Well, so you guys talk like that all the time,
all
right?
The time. Yeah.
No respect, right?
Yeah, well, none.
Yeah, you don't have to use any nice teas with your twin.
No.
It's pretty much straight.
I saw John Wick.
You did?
Yep, I went to the movies by myself
yesterday.
Yes,
you did. You said you were going to.
Mm-hmm.
And were you happy?
I loved it, yep.
Really?
And there's definitely going to be a fourth, but I think the fourth will probably be the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this one ended on, like, next one's going to be, like, the end.
Really? You can tell?
Mm-hmm.
How?
If you're not a fan, it's like hard to really explain it.
Okay.
But there's like, he had like a friend on there. His name is Winston, and Winston turned on him at the end.
Oh.
Basically shot him and some shit happened.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. But basically there's definitely going to be a fourth. The ending was just so good.
Okay, yeah?
Yeah, everyone was clapping.
Really?
People are diehard John Wick fans.
I guess they are. I've mm-hmm. been reading about this.
Look
a lot of people love
how
it.
How much money did it make this opening weekend?
I don't know. We can find out.
Yeah, Google it. I'm curious.
Really? You think it made a lot?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Other people didn't know it came out. I'm like, did they not do a commercial? Enough commercial?
Probably not. 57 million. 56.
56 million?
Yeah.
I wonder what the budget was for that film.
I know. Well, let's find out real quick, you know? That's interesting because it doesn't sound like a lot, right?
No,
but it's not really, I don't know, it's not really a special effects movie, so maybe it's not.
No, but the fight scenes definitely must have cost millions of dollars, like you can tell.
Yeah.
With the graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had like Halle Berry in it, like people are getting paid.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to see how much it cost them to make.
They're saying it unset Avengers for this week, but Avengers has been in the theater for weeks now. Everybody
right,
already saw
exactly.
it. So I guess it did pretty well for an opening weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It doesn't say how much it cost in this particular article.
Let me see.
But I'm sure it made money. I mean, it can't like lose money in a movie like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's incorrect. The first opening weekend, they made $92.2 million. I don't know where you got 57. It cost 55 to make.
Wait a minute. No.
Yeah. That's yes. Just, budget was $55 million. Box office first weekend, $92.2 mil. I'm like, that sounds more like it.
But I'm looking at Variety here.
Uh-uh.
Variety debuts with $56 million. Beats Avengers. Where are you looking? Maybe you're looking at the worldwide, and I'm looking at the America only.
Oh no, I just did box office. I didn't do.
Yeah.
I didn't do America.
No, but maybe it's given it to you. But that article. Wait, John Wick hits. Yeah, you see, 92 in global.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That seems more correct. I'm like 57. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah. So basically, it's gonna make over. Probably over 150 million because it's only opening weekend and a lot of people didn't even know it came out.
Right, right. Yeah. And plus it has legs, like they say. You know, it has staying power.
Yeah.
And then in video and everything else, I'm sure it's going to do very well.
Well, it's saying it shut down at the box office. So I guess making 57 million in opening weekend is a lot for a regular movie.
Yeah.
Like regular movie when it's not a Marvel.
Yeah, exactly.
Marvel makes 57 million, something went wrong.
Right, because Marvel is all effects, you know, so cost a lot of money. But at any rate, so this was your birthday weekend. How did it go?
Friday I worked till close, so just because it was my birthday it kind of dragged a little bit. But Saturday I went out during the day with my girlfriend Lala. We just like went to go have drinks and then we went to dinner at Tao. I was with 10 girls, and I was, like, scared because they all don't know each other. So I was like, I hope everyone's cool, you know?
You put them all together?
Yeah, for my birthday dinner. Everyone was a vibe. Everyone had a good time. We went to the club after. I usually hate the club. It was a good night from beginning to end.
Nice.
It was the first time I didn't have a shitty birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad. You see, so you worked it out.
Yeah. The Tao really took care of me and my girls.
Really?
We got everything for free. Drinks, food. Like seven rounds of shots. No. It's because I'm friends with this guy that works there.
Ah,
so he made sure that I was
really?
Like,
They give you everything for free just because you know the guy?
Mm-hmm. And it's a birthday, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'm talking like $1,000 worth of food.
It's got to be.
Got out, yeah.
It's got to be.
And when I sat down, I had 2 shots and 3 glasses of wine. That's just me. And there's 10 girls. So
I don't even know that celebrities get it for free like this.
Special day, man. Wow. It just all worked out really well. Yeah, my dress was fire. I looked bomb.
Really? What was your dress like?
It was like black and like see-through, so you could see my nipples. It was kind of slutty, but it was like embellished with like pearls and beads. And then I had like these boots I've had for 2 years and I've never ever worn them because they just don't go with anything. And it had the same exact embellishment as my dress. So I wore it with my birthday dress. Yeah.
Oh, sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of likes?
I uploaded a picture in a t-shirt holding my balloons that I bought. Remember I told you I was leaving here one day and I was going to get balloons? Just
the three and the one.
Yeah, yeah. They're fucking expensive, bro.
Really?
It cost me $35 for those 2 balloons.
For 2 balloons?
For 2 fucking balloons.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's because I think it's because no one buys balloons anymore. But I'm like, how is that possible? Everyone buys balloons.
No, but I think it's just like it's made of Mylar, not... rubber, right? So it's just like it's more expensive material, and
it was like shiny material.
Not many people I guess buy numbers. I don't know.
Well, she said it's because of helium, because I was like, what?
Oh, yeah
she said there's a helium. Yeah, she's like, no joke, like we barely have helium for a balloon.
Wow. So that's like, it, so you jacked up the prices. Fuck them, man.
But am I if it's a shortage of helium, what does the price have to do with the fact that there's going to be none left?
They raise
ponder me that.
Well, because the demand is higher, they can raise the price,
right?
You know,
but if there's a shortage, that means that even
the one, well, there's little of it, so a lot of people want it, so everybody's like, they would pay more for it.
Let's say helium ran completely out. Would we never be able to have balloons ever again?
I don't know how it can run out. It's fucking like in the air.
You know? I know. I mean, like,
what the fuck is that?
I don't know. It's bizarre. I was looking at her crazy. She's like, the total's $35.99. I was like, what? $35.99?
I don't know how they make helium. I can't tell you. I don't think there's any in the air. Maybe a little, very little bit. But yeah, I don't know shit about the process.
Yeah,
but
me neither.
Apparently, there's a shortage.
Yep, apparently so.
So it's not in the air.
Apparently so. So I bought those balloons and I just put on like a pajama shirt and socks.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just told my girlfriend to take a picture of me really quick. Got almost 22,000 likes.
Wow.
It's so funny because on my regular pictures, I barely get any. But on my birthday, everyone's coming out. Everybody's showing
people
up.
People like birthdays.
I hate this bitch, but it's her birthday. Let me give her a like.
I know.
It's funny.
It's like I figured I put up a picture with my brother when I had the party, right? So I put it up and I just said, celebrating my birthday with my brother. Got a lot of likes, you know? and a lot of happy birthdays.
Right, yeah.
But this was a week after my birthday, but I guess some people didn't realize. So if I hadn't said my birthday, I wouldn't have gotten as many likes, you know?
110%. I think mine probably would have done the same even if I didn't put a happy birthday, because I was holding up a 3 and a fucking 1. Like, yeah. Obviously, it's an occasion here.
And you were wearing that black dress?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I was literally in a pajama shirt and socks.
In a pajama shirt?
Yeah. Like, no joke. I just had my... I looked at my girlfriend and go, just take a picture of me really quick in my pajamas. I was in pajamas.
Really?
Yeah, hold on.
What does your pajamas look like?
It's just a Britney Spears t-shirt.
Oh.
And okay. I just had white socks on. I was like in my room. 21,243 likes.
Whoa.
But Instagram, I guess in Canada, they already started taking off the likes and the... And
really?
The views.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So it's about to start over here. Yeah. I can't wait for that. I hope it's just comments.
Because it does make people crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people start commenting. Like someone literally commented on my picture in my black birthday dress that I uploaded yesterday, which only has 2,887 compared to the 21. They literally go, how do you get 21 on one picture and 2,000 on the next?
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fuck you, you know?
Who cares,
exactly.
Dude? That's like, take it off.
That's all people look at. You know what I mean? They evaluate other people based on
and they evaluate family. Themselves too. Like some people can't handle that.
I know.
The depression rate because people aren't getting likes is through the roof. So get rid of the fucking shit.
Can you imagine? I mean, people in my generation or even in my parents' generation fucking struggle just to make a buck, you know, to fucking go to work, bust their ass. Here people get depressed because they don't get enough likes.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, really?
I mean, is this like the kind of life we have now? The kind of world?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
I haven't been depressed all week. It was just such a good week. For me.
Good for you.
Yeah. But now it's a new week.
Yeah.
So let's keep the same spirit.
But you're well rested?
Yeah, I went to bed super early, but I'm getting sick. I can even hear it in my voice.
Oh, no.
It's like scratchy. I'm like, did I scream on Saturday night?
Yeah, maybe you did, you see?
I don't think I did.
When you're in a club, you talk very loud. Not
in general, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
My friend was over. We tried to watch a movie. And so we just went through and he's like, yeah, let's. The first thing we saw was some kind of comedy called Holy Moses. And it's supposed to be a Mel Brooks film from a long time ago about, I don't know, but it had like a million fucking big
actors?
Comedians.
Oh, comedians.
Right? Actors. I mean, funny actors like Richard Pryor and Dom DeLuise, all the classics. And
I'm like, I don't know what
I know. It's an older movie, but and I'm like, why are we want to? So we start watching this. It's the stupidest fucking thing
ever.
And
you liked it?
No.
Oh.
I told him after half an hour. I said,
I can't
do you
do this.
Agree? We can't watch this anymore. He's like, yeah.
I mean,
of all the fucking movies in the world, but you know, when a friend comes, I try to not be too much in control either, you know?
Right.
I
don't wanna, he pick it or did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he picked
oh.
it. I said, okay, whatever, you know? It wasn't my first choice.
Right.
I said, it's a fucking old movie. Let's see some new ones.
Right.
So, but that's how it ended up. But that's cool. We had fun. We played backgammon. You know, I kicked his ass. Did you ever play backgammon?
Mm-mm.
You know what it is?
Mm-mm.
It's like a board game with dice and you move pieces around and stuff.
Doesn't sound like my cup of tea, man. No.
Well, a lot of, you know, even if you don't play it for years.
Yeah.
If you're good, you're good.
Right.
You're going to stay good. So
true.
I kicked his ass twice and we moved on. But, so yeah, that was that. There wasn't much going on in the weekend. I mean, Sunday
yesterday
by design,
I did nothing.
Yeah. I mean, by design, I just didn't want to do much. You know, went out to some friends a couple times over the weekend for dinners and stuff, and that was good.
I slept like all day, and then I forced myself to get up and go see John Wick.
Yeah.
And then when I got home from John Wick, my exhaustion was like, because I didn't go to bed. So after the club, it was downpouring, by the way, when we left the club. I was like, are you
really
kidding me right now?
It was Saturday
like,
night.
Downpouring.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh. So we got home, and like one of the girls, she like came by herself. I'm not really that close with her, but I felt bad like going home with Lala and not inviting her because she was like left by herself at the club.
Oh.
So I was like, do you want to come back to my house? So I like cooked everybody food at like 2:30 in the morning. And then I was like barely awake because I drank so much over like the core. Like we day drank and then I drank all night. So like for me, I was like, I'm not awake right now. But she was talking.
Why did you have to be so fucking, you know?
What?
Drunk, plastered.
I wasn't drunk.
Really?
I was
so
like,
you
I
drank
had
all day?
It's because I drank like I paced myself. So like when I was out during the day, I had like maybe we had one drink before we left, and then when I was at the, when we went out, I only had one. And then when I got back, I switched to wine. So I did tequila during the day, but I was like, I don't want to wake up and be like throwing up on Sunday right. morning. So I'm going to drink wine tonight.
Right.
So I did wine at dinner and I pretended to take my shots because I was like, I'm not doing this. And at the club, I had Ace of, some guy, some random guy came to my table, bought a bottle of Ace of Spades and Don Julio 1942. It's like $2,500 and then just left my table.
Are you serious?
I was like,
what the fuck is wrong with these guys, man?
So like, we have so too much money.
Money.
Yeah.
Those are the people in that sell weed, you know, the dispensaries.
Yeah. That's yeah. the people. I literally there's just so much doesn't cash. Even know me, just bought two bottles and bounced.
Right.
I was like, okay, thank you. Bye. You know. But they were like the giant bottles. Like if there was 50 people at the table, we would have been good. But it was like at 1:45. We're all leaving in like 10 minutes. I'm like, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I take this home?
And what do you expect in return? You yeah. know?
No, he didn't expect anything. He,
that's what I'm saying.
He paid for it and bounced.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, thanks.
He was probably drunk as shit.
No,
you
know? Sober.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't even touch. He didn't even have one drink out of the bottles.
But maybe he was drinking before.
Maybe. I don't know. He seemed yeah. pretty clear-headed and clear really? Mind, though. Yeah.
Did he say anything?
He just said, happy birthday. That's oh. it. He like I shook his hand and said, hi, I'm Danielle. And he was like, enjoy, happy birthday. I was like, what the fuck? Thanks.
Maybe he wanted him to you to follow him or something.
No, he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to like somebody else at the table. I was like, bet, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Wow.
But let's talk about something weird, right?
Okay, but the benefits of being a hot chick, right?
Right, no.
You go out to everything you
it
want.
It is crazy what you can get away with being good looking.
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
Because there was like four different birthday dinners at Tao, and I was like, all of them are paying for dinner. Yeah. Like every single one of them is paying for dinner.
There you go. So but, what did you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So I'm at the movie theater yesterday and I get like this notification on my phone that says, do you want to put the do not disturb while you watch John Wick from this time to this time? I'm like, how the fuck does my phone know that I'm at the movie theater, let alone the movie that I'm in, let alone the time the movie's on?
Well, that's from the movie theater then.
My phone number is not connected to the movie theater. I bought my ticket there.
No, they could probably send a text.
It was Siri. Siri sends you a notification. Siri popped up and said that. That's my phone, not the movie theater. How the fuck did my phone know I was at the movie theater seeing John Wick at 3 p.m.?
I'm telling you, it's sort of like I think the theater broadcasts it to all the phones. I bet you. Just like with the Amber Alert, you know, where they probably don't have specific phone
numbers. Yeah, but even if they broadcasted it, so say it's like a broadcast. When right. I buy my ticket, I don't give the theater my phone number. So how do they know I'm going to see John
because
Wick?
Because you're inside that particular room. This
was when I was in the shitter. I always go pee before the movie because I'm like, I don't want to get up and miss a part.
Yeah.
I won't even drink
and
before a movie.
Did you buy the tickets through your phone?
No. I bought the ticket there.
Okay. All right.
So that's I'm like, weird. Yeah. And and without even thinking about it, I said, yes, put on Do Not Disturb. And then I'm sitting in my chair. I'm like, wait a second. How does my fucking phone know that I'm in the movie theater seeing John Wick at 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's crazy that technology is that advanced.
I don't know.
That's wild.
I think it has to do with the theater, though. But that would be invasive, you know?
Well, not only that, but how do they know, even if it has to do with the theater, how does the theater know that I'm going to John Wick?
Oh, well.
Because I'm not, when I buy the ticket, I just pay in cash. Right, it's not like I'm like, my phone number is blah, 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 blah.
But maybe when you were first in that room, it figured it out or something.
I went to the bathroom first. While I'm in the bathroom, my phone goes off.
So you hadn't been in the theater?
No.
Yet.
I haven't even given the guy my ticket to get in through the gate.
Wow.
So I'm like in the bathroom. I'm like, yes, put on Do Not Disturb. And as I'm walking to the theater, I'm like, wait a second.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah, I mean, I even posted about it on my IG story. I'm like, how did my phone know what fucking movie I'm in?
Right.
It freaks me
out.
You
better investigate that. That's pretty invasive. What the fuck?
Y'all watching me? What's up?
Yeah.
Y'all keeping tabs on me?
So listen, I wanted to bring this up for a few minutes if you're up for some music. But they had the international song competition in Israel this year because they won last year.
Okay.
This is the Eurovision Song Contest. And if you were anywhere in the world outside of the United States, you would know about it.
Yeah, and I was like...
Okay. No, it's like mostly European countries
right.
and stuff. And
isn't
Israel's
it mostly like EDM songs too?
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
I mean, a lot of songs you know came from there. Like ABBA, you know, the group ABBA? You don't know ABBA?
No.
Okay, well, fuck it. I'm trying to think more recent. I don't know, but...
I'm like, not a clue.
Okay, but every country that wins it, there's like 46 countries.
Okay.
And whoever wins it gets to host it the following year. So Israel won last year with some weird fucking
I remember you playing like four of the songs last year.
No.
Yes, you did. You played like a few different countries.
Oh, well, maybe, because I didn't really watch it, so...
No, you just played it on Google. I think you were... Yeah, I remember this,
Okay, but let me tell you now. So I watched part of it live on TV, right?
Last night.
Two nights ago. And it was... The production was un-fucking believable. You've never seen anything like this in your life.
Like, that's good or bad.
All the lights and all the settings and, you know, whatever they call it, the stages and... You know, all that was just like unbelievably nice.
Right.
Very luxurious, very like glamorous. So the highlight of the night was Madonna. She decided she's going to come there and perform.
Okay.
At the show, which is very unusual. So it was a big deal, especially when people were trying to tell her, don't go to Israel and, you know, like anti-Israel people. And she went anyway. So people really respected that.
Right.
So... She had, again, great production, but as soon as she opens her mouth, you go, what the fuck? She was off tune so much that it's hard to listen to.
Can you play it? Because I have to, like, I have to be there with you.
You know the song, now. Like a Prayer?
Okay.
Yeah, you got to hear this. That's just the beginning. Already she fucked it up, but okay, let's keep going. Well, then it gets worse. I can't listen to this. Okay, now she's not singing this part. You can tell. I mean, I don't know how you live. You have to pick the parts. Anyway, but when they picked the parts that were like the worst and they played them, and I'm like, I can't listen to this. So that was pretty bad. I think that was pretty embarrassing for her. But what are you going to do? You know, that's life in the big city, you know?
I just feel like she's older, so it's like I don't really...
It's also hard to sing when it's like so... everything's so big and loud.
I feel like people were just like, when you're that big of an icon, it's like... Nobody cares that you're off tune.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, she sang this song for 30 fucking years.
Exactly, but that was 30 fucking years ago, you know?
No, but she's been singing it. I mean, to fuck up your own song that bad is pretty bad, you know?
That song reminds me of Never Been Kissed, the movie.
Yeah?
Have you seen that movie?
Is that where it was on?
Yeah, when she's like, is running through the hallway because she just got embarrassed. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, but that's the song they play?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, this 22-year-old woman died after collapsing during the Cleveland Marathon. Now, 22.
Yeah.
The question is, why the fuck do people run marathons? I mean, they're saying they treat about 60 to 7 people at the marathon usually, you know?
I don't understand the whole marathon thing. I don't understand running in general.
It was like 80 degrees at 9 a.m. too, you know? I mean, you know, I gotta admire people that do this, though.
I don't.
You know, but I mean, I would never do it.
I'm like, I don't.
I can't fucking run 10 steps. Are you out of You out of your mind. How the fuck am I going to run a marathon?
Right.
But people can, you know, they train for it. Oh, look, there's our niece.
she's hyped today.
She's so cute.
She's like, I'm here.
They get a break from school because her school is at CSUN, which is the university. And the university is out on break now for this week or something.
And it's almost summertime, right?
Yeah. So her school is out and that sucks, but... she loves coming here with her dad to work.
Aww.
So, yeah. But at any rate, you know, these marathons, I don't know. But I need to get in better shape, too, you know. It's pretty bad.
I'm in horrible shape.
Yeah.
You know, say horrible, but I'm not in good shape either.
You don't do, like, cardio and shit when you work out? So what do you do with your trainer? Just weights or exercises?
No, it's like, it's hard to explain. I mean, his workout is cardio, but it's not cardio. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're getting cardio in, but it's not like you're sitting on a treadmill running for 20 minutes.
Right,
like,
right.
I feel like that kind of stuff for me is very ineffective. Like, it doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
And I don't feel like I worked out after.
Really?
Like, I'll do the Stairmaster.
So maybe you don't run enough.
Well, no, I don't do the treadmill ever. I don't run ever. Oh, okay. But I'll do the Stairmaster at like level 6
right.
for 25 minutes and I'll sweat.
Right.
But then right after I get off, after like 5 minutes, I'm like, I feel like I didn't even work out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even your legs, they don't feel better?
No, the next day they do.
Yeah.
Always the next day I feel better about myself. Right. Right after going to the regular gym without training, I'm like, I'm not quite sure.
Thinking of a gym, I got to find a different way to fucking work out.
Man. Yeah.
Even just walking, climbing stairs, you know, I need to climb the stairs here more.
Right.
People do that, you know.
They do.
I remember for a month, the elevator was out in this building a couple of years ago.
Right.
And we had to take the stairs up all the time. And I would do it probably 10 times a day. My legs became like a rock hard, you know. So maybe I should start doing that rather than take the elevator. Rather than no exercise at all, you know.
Right.
I'll make that my exercise. Since I go up and down so many times every day.
Right.
But anyway. So 2 million people are at the high risk for catastrophic tornadoes. Parts of Oklahoma and Texas. They're saying this is going to be like a fucking big deal, man. I feel bad for
them. The whole concept of a tornado doesn't really make any sense to me. Like, why? What the fuck is that?
Oh, it's hot and cold air. It's always hot and cold air. Meeting, and they do it in different ways. So this becomes like a whirlpool, you know? And it sucks everything into its way. I mean, and they're huge, those tornadoes.
I don't know
huge.
Why people choose to live in like places where that's like even a risk.
Right, but almost every part of the country has some kind of risk. Mm-hmm. You know, we're an earthquake country
here. East Coast is blizzards.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earthquake country here.
Yep.
Hurricanes in Miami and all that shit.
Right.
In the South. Mm-hmm. Tornadoes. I think they call it Tornado Alley there in that area. Can you imagine? Yeah. So, yeah. But at least with tornadoes, you get a chance to get away, you know. They give you warnings with earthquakes.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't afford to get away either.
So. Yeah, I know.
It's like,
but what are you going to do? Your house is going to fucking blow away anyway.
Yeah,
so at least get out of town. You can always come back, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Yeah. So how many years has Game of Thrones run? Do you know?
Not a fucking clue.
Yeah, because it's fucking weird to me because it's been around all this time and I didn't really care.
Right.
Yeah. So, what else is going on in the news? I don't know.
I haven't been paying attention this past weekend, to be honest with you.
A transgender woman found dead in Texas. Apparently, she was assaulted by several men in the parking lot of Dallas apartment complex weeks earlier. She's black, too. So, this is, this is scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
Scary shit. Disgusting, you know. I mean, it's I don't know. It's one thing not to like something, but it's another to go and beat people up, kill people. You know, I mean, you don't have to agree with them, but why go out and hurt people like this?
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And I mean, assaulted by several men. I mean, they are all pussies. You know, you try to do this by yourself.
And all of them are probably gay. Because anyone who beats up somebody who's gay is in denial about their own feelings.
Well, maybe.
Homophobic.
But it could be homophobic straight guys. You know, I don't know.
I feel like anyone who's homophobic is gay.
Really?
Yeah. If you have that much hate for something you don't understand, it's
don't think so. Because people have hatred for everything, man. I'm telling you, people hate like other religions. They hate this for no reason.
I guess. I feel like for you to hate somebody just because of who they love or who they want to be, that's just, there's something wrong with you.
That's their business. You know?
Yeah, like mind your, like, just let them live their best life. What does it have to do with yours?
Exactly. Why do you have to beat them up? I mean, it's like projecting, you know, what I don't know, man. I don't even know the psychological terms for it, but I think it's like transference when you pass on your feelings and your views sort of like on someone else.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Something like that. I don't know. But did you see this upcoming movie, another Godzilla movie? Mm. You know those Godzilla movies?
Yeah, I'm over
those
it.
That monster, the Japanese monster.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a billboard of it, and it looks pretty good. I don't know. I might see it.
I've seen all of them. Like, I just saw the new one with Samuel L. Jackson. That came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is like, it's a monster, but Godzilla, at the end of the day, is not, like, a bad creature. Like, you just got to be friends with him. You just got to let him know, hey, man, I'm on your side.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to kill your ass.
Yeah. Scarlett Johansson is married. Just got married.
Mm.
You know who the guy is? Mm-hmm. What's his name?
He's a comedian from Saturday Night Live.
I forget
his name. I didn't know they were engaged, let alone getting married.
Yeah, no. They got married. And where is it? They changed this shit here. She's off the market. So let's see who she married. That's the headline.
I know he's from Saturday Night Live.
Colin Jost.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty handsome.
I think he's okay. Not my type.
Yeah. Or maybe are they engaged? No, they're engaged. I'm so sorry. Why did I think
he proposed to her?
He proposed to her. I don't know why I saw in another.
I was going to say, I feel like that would be everywhere if they got married.
Yeah.
Like everyone would be talking about that.
But sometimes they get married in secret. Like many people have done that, right?
Yeah, but it's still. But then somehow, some way, the paparazzi find out. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Here, Madonna on the fire. Let's see what they say.
Oh, God. Probably about her singing.
Oh, wow. An Israeli minister slammed her for a performance. Wow. I see. Not for that. Okay. That was for a political thing. Because, a couple of her singers put like flags of Israeli and Palestinian flags on their back. And this is like, you know, you don't make this fucking political.
Right.
So I guess that's what it was about, you know. But who cares anyway?
Yeah, fuck it, man.
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw this clip. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in South Africa, and somebody just fucking like kicked him in the back, like jumped in the air, kicked him, and you can see that on a video. And you go, what the fuck,
people,
man?
Are nuts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's, how old is he, like 60 something, 70?
I have no clue.
No, he's got to be older than this. Yeah, I don't know, man. But, I wanted to bring this up. This is not...
Are you okay over there?
Yeah. A millionaire. No, I'm trying. I don't know how to describe this, but I think we need to talk about this because this millionaire is about to be sentenced for having sex with a teen one time on his autopiloted plane. This guy's a millionaire. He's got a small plane, right?
Guys are so dumb when it comes to females and pussy.
You know,
like idiots.
Not dumb, but evil too. You have to be evil to do something like this.
Well, how young
is
she?
Because let me tell you, he seduced him 15. He's 53.
Oh my God, he's trash. Yeah, he should be sentenced. Piece of shit.
You know, and not only that, but his mom, her mom, introduced them because she wanted to get flying lessons for her.
Mm-mm.
So he's like, yeah, I'll give her flying lessons. He allegedly performed oral sex on her on June 20th and then again several weeks later after sending her a message that says, miss you so much. And, all the things he said to her and stuff. And then he was taking her to a destination where they were going to have sex. So this guy's facing a lot of fucking years
in
prison here. 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5 years?
And no one feels bad. Not a single person.
Only 5 years for fucking up somebody's life. 15.
And where are her parents at?
And who continuously go... I mean, she went along with it for a long time. I'm really curious to know what happened there.
Yeah, I'm just like, how do you...
Maybe she wanted it, but still, she's a
minor. You can't... When I was 15, I would definitely have not been attracted to...
Yeah.
Fucking 50-year-old.
Yeah. Plus, he was charged with engaging in interstate travel... to engage in illicit sex with a minor and also child pornography.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Fuck me. You know, I'm trying to think why people are like this, and I'm thinking maybe they're stuck sexually in their childhood.
Right. You know? I don't know. Or something happened to them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're stuck somewhere.
Yeah, something.
You know, where they have to be with a little girl and not a grown woman.
Sounds so trash when you say it like that.
Right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I know. But that's what happens, man.
Wow.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I don't feel bad for him.
No, not for him. I think he should go for more time. Child pornography, man, that's like, you got to kill off the demand, you know, and when you don't, that's what happens.
Yep.
But how, man? People are fucked up. Shit. And, you know, there's so much child trafficking. And
yeah, and sex trafficking in general.
Right.
Ubers are now getting involved in it, like Uber drivers. That's why they recommend when you're, like, shit-faced and stuff to not go into Ubers alone.
Really? Now they're going to go with something. I think there's new features.
Like a 911.
Premium?
Yeah, and they're doing a 911 little feature. Yeah. But it sucks that they're making people pay for it. That should just be available on your app, yeah. Because if you pay for Uber Premium, you have to pay more.
Right.
And Uber's
but
free.
They also have in premium, what did they have there that I, it's kind of like there's a safer way to go in, like you ask the names or something, or no, that's usually the case.
Yeah, people do it anyway. Yeah, that's what we do anyway.
Oh, color. It's like you pick a color and he has to know what color is associated with the drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. So they're thinking of all kinds of things. They have to, you know, because otherwise people are going to stop using it. But they're also saying that the Uber cars are like so disgusting with all the germs on them, you know? They're saying at least taxi cabs, they clean them regularly.
Nobody uses a taxi cab.
I know.
I would never call a taxi. Like, I'm just not doing it.
I know. But
I'm not going to get on an 800 number, wait for you to...
Until Uber gets fucking... No, but that's not the thing. They have apps just like Uber now.
Mm.
You think don't? So, but you're safer. What's going to happen? Okay, God forbid something happens to a passenger, right?
Right.
What's going to happen? Who are you going to sue? The driver, the other driver, the company?
Who, what, Uber or Lyft?
If something happens to you, in Uber or Lyft.
You can sue both.
Yeah,
you can sue the company for not doing a proper background check because how the fuck are you going to have a driver? Like, all these rape stories that happen on Uber.
No, not that, but an accident. Like, if they get into an accident, then you're hurt.
Oh, no, if it's an accident, you got to sue the driver. Uber can't prevent, like, somebody from getting into a fender bender. That's not logical.
I know.
And you're required to have insurance.
No, but people go after the deep pocket. You'd be amazed how many people would sue Uber.
Right.
And probably win, too, you know? I mean, as it is, Uber has a lot of problems now with the drivers wanting to be considered as employees, but that would kill Uber and Lyft, you know?
Right, right.
Because the whole business model is the fact that these are like independent contractors. We don't have to pay benefits and any of that.
Right.
You know? But I don't know. I mean, to drive one of these companies is really your last resort because you don't make a lot of money.
No, and every time I take an Uber for like the past 2 months, they just complain to like the passenger about how they're making no money.
Right?
I don't care.
Exactly. Fuck
can
you.
Can you put?
You know?
Do you have an aux cord? Can I play my music, please?
Right.
And then they're not in a good mood.
Right.
Because they're driving you, and some of these drivers are irate. Like me and Lala took a Lyft, maybe like 3-4 weeks ago. We went out during the day, but we were dressed like we were going to the club at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the Lyft driver, it said arrival 1 minute. It took her 5 minutes because she kept passing the street. So she shows up. She's like this old lady. We get in. I'm like, hey, listen, it said arrival 1 minute ago. I have to be where I'm at in like 15 minutes. What is the arrival time? So she ignores me.
Really?
And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to like mind my own business, make a couple of fucking Snapchat videos while I'm in the back seat. So we get there and she drives past our destination. I go, our destination's back there. She goes, get out. Get the fuck out of my car.
Wow.
Yeah. Swearing at us. Yo, you think you look fucking cute? You think you look fucking cute? I go, who are you talking to? I go, I don't care if you're 90 years old. I will punch you the fuck out. She was like, irate. I think she was racist. She looked like one of those people that's
one
like
star.
Yeah. No, and
so
I and I
one star.
Yeah, and I reported her.
Yeah.
I was like, good. Listen, I want my money back for that drive. Mind you, it was only $5.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving that woman a single fucking penny. Yeah. Never in my life. And then I said she should not be driving.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
She can't deal with people.
And not only that, your job is to get me to my destination, not drive past it and tell me to get the fuck out.
Jeez.
Yeah. So some of these people that they're hiring, it's like they just want employees, so they're letting anybody work.
Yeah, they don't even know who you are.
Like all these rape cases, I'm like, so y'all didn't see anything on this background check where this person is a fucking creep? How many rapists gonna work for your company?
Well, they may not have any rapes in their background. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but usually rapists have some type of criminal background.
I don't know if that's true. What if they're just starting their fucking criminal career? You know what
true,
I'm saying?
True, that's very true.
And especially,
how do you just start to become a rapist?
I don't know, because I guess somebody would say, you know what? If I drive an Uber, maybe I can get a chick in my car and I'll just fucking, you know, maybe they don't even plan it. They just like, as it's happening, he goes, fuck, I got a fucker, you know?
And oh my God, it's so horrible.
Right? I mean, I don't know if that's how it happens, but shit. People have balls, you know? I mean, to do all kinds of things, to invade other people's lives, privacy, no respect. But you know what? LA is not America. You know, we tend to think that everything that happens here is the way in the entire country, but it's not.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's only LA. It's a very special or unique place.
Right.
And you have to know how to live here. And we become very jaded at times, I think, with all the shit here, you know?
I wouldn't say I'm jaded.
But the way people treat each other and, you know, dating and...
Well, dating's a joke
drivers,
out here.
Yeah.
Oh, on that note, let me ask you a question, right? You know what Instagram story is, right?
Yeah.
At the top, where people put like the 24-hour post.
Right, then you just add posts to it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can add posts like all day.
Right.
So you know that you can see at who looks sometimes.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, but you know, have you ever looked at yours? Have you ever posted on it?
No, I never did a story. Okay, go on.
For example, hold on, like right here. So I posted this yesterday.
Right.
And it will show...
Wow.
And usually the people that you follow will be at the top.
Okay.
But then in an hour when I look, all those names will be gone because I got like 2,000-3,000 more views. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't follow someone, right, but you're looking at the IG story,
right,
what does that mean?
You don't want them to know that they're following you?
No, they don't follow you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you
But they don't want you to know that they're interested in you or in what you're doing, right? That's why they would look at it without following you.
Okay, no, let me give you an example. Okay, let's say you met a woman, right?
Right.
You guys had a great time, but you never followed each other on social media. It just wasn't you guys don't know each other well enough. It just wasn't a conversation. You don't care. She doesn't care. Life goes on. Blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
You basically are like, hey, I had a good time. It's not going to work out.
Right.
That's what you said to her.
Right.
Oh, no, that's what she said to you. Okay. And you're like, all right, whatever, cool. You go on about your life. And days go by and weeks go by. And every single day, they don't follow you, but they're looking at your IG story.
So she's looking at mine.
She's looking at yours, even though she's the one that told you, hey, it's not going to work out.
Huh.
Hey, listen, I have somebody. It's not going to work out between us. But then every single day, she's looking at your stuff.
Well, then she's interested in you, right?
That's what I would think, right? Because why would you be looking at the IG stories?
Well, at least you're curious.
Yeah, like what is she up to? Yeah. Or what is he up to?
I think people do that all the time.
You know? I don't look at anybody's shit that I don't follow.
I sometimes look at enemies to see what the fuck they're doing. Or like, not enemies, but competitors or something.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
But like every day.
It's only competitors when I think about it. It's only really when it comes to business and competition and stuff. Because I'm very competitive, you know?
Right.
But other than that, yeah, I wouldn't look at anybody's.
Yeah,
you know,
like I wouldn't. Like especially, I feel like, okay, so if you don't follow someone on Instagram, in order to look at their Instagram story, that means you're typing in their name and going to their page.
Yeah.
That's quality effort.
Yeah.
Like for what though? You told me it wasn't going to work.
Wow, the whole fucking politics of social media, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole psychology to it.
And I just feel like this is a prime example of relationships in 2019.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about me, which clearly you are.
Right.
Why don't you just tell me I'm thinking about you?
Exactly.
Instead of just like looking at my story to see what I'm doing. If you're wondering what I'm doing, it means why don't you just ask me?
Right.
What have you been up to? Not much. I'm hanging out.
But maybe it's not a big deal for them. Maybe they just saw something curious. They're like, okay, let me. Because
they don't follow.
They don't follow you, so no. They don't see you.
Yeah, they're going out of their way to look at my shit.
Right.
So at that point, it's like, just say something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, I've like literally asked guys about this, and every guy's like, oh, yeah, he's curious about you.
Yeah. So those are like lurkers, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, just say something. And I don't see it all the time because like my Instagram story gets so many views. Like I'll be like, by chance, I just happen to see your face at the top.
Right.
But like multiple times this weekend, this guy that told me, hey, it's not going to work out, has looked at my story.
Really?
On different days.
Oh.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are you looking?
Right. Good question, huh?
Yeah.
Ask.
No, I'm good.
That's funny.
I'm good. I think now I'm in this mindset where things can be very simple. If a man wants to talk to a woman, he can talk to her, or he's going to talk to her. If he wants to see her, he's going to see her. I'm not going to go out of my way for anybody anymore.
Right.
You clearly are wondering what I'm doing. So I know eventually he's going to succumb and be like, hi.
Right.
And if he doesn't, then my life will go on just as it is right now.
Right. But maybe, like you said, maybe he's trying to see if you're like giving away something about meeting him or something.
Mm, no? Yeah. But weeks later, it's been almost a month.
Yeah.
That was like 3 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, this week will be 4 weeks.
Yeah, I would give up by now.
Yeah, it's like I would have been blast your ass. I would have been told the whole world, hey, listen, I sucked his dick. I have not. So why are you looking?
Yeah.
But again, it could be paranoia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true too. Yeah. Yeah. So are you watching any TV shows?
I literally need to catch up on everything. I'm so far behind.
Which ones do you want to watch?
I have to finish watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
I have to finish watching The Resident. I have to finish watching Riverdale. I'm like behind on like 6 different shows. I'm like, oh my goodness, why?
Is it stressing you
out?
Yeah,
yeah. And it's like yesterday would have been a perfect day to do that, but I was like so exhausted. I just had background TV on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In between like me falling asleep and waking back up. Or I put like the Hallmark channel on. I watch a bunch of love movies like, I'm single. But other than that, I'm like, okay, I've been wasting so much extra time where I could be watching my shows. But I feel like I need to be fully concentrated on that. And
yeah,
I'm not.
You do. You know, it's a commitment, you
right.
know, to watch it all the time and to finish all of them, to see what's going on. And it's pretty addictive, I guess, once you start binging like that. I haven't found a show because there's so many, I don't even know what to start. You know,
right?
What I'm starting to look at is a show that just ended, and that's Big Bang Theory. Been around forever.
Yeah, that's been on for years.
I know, but suddenly I'm like, you know, maybe I'm in the mood for a sitcom. You know, I haven't watched one in a long time. I mean, they used to be the most popular genre on TV. You know,
yeah,
back in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, all these shows,
yeah,
were amazing. But All right, well, folks, we're done for today. I believe we have a guest tomorrow. The rest of the week, we'll probably have guests. And so, Danny, happy birthday again.
Thank you so much.
Here's to you being 31. And everybody, stay cool, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.